Chapter 199, Sunnah of Zuhr Prayer, 1113. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما reported, I performed with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, 2 rakah before and 2 after Zuhr prayers. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned. See commentary on hadith number 1098. 1114. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, never omitted 4 rakah supererogatory prayer before Zuhr prayers. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Some ahadith state that he, peace be upon him, used to perform 2 rakah before and 2 after Zuhr prayer. The present hadith says that he used to perform 4 rakah before Zuhr prayer. Both narrations are correct and can be followed according to conditions and circumstances. 1115. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, stayed in my house, he would perform 4 rakah supererogatory prayer before Zuhr prayer. Then he would go out and lead salat. He, peace be upon him, would then come back and perform 2 rakah supererogatory prayer. He would lead the Maghrib prayer and come back and perform 2 rakah supererogatory prayer. When he, peace be upon him, had led the Isha prayer, he would enter the house and perform 2 rakah supererogatory prayer. Muslim. 1116. Umm Habiba Raziullah Anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Whoever observes the practice of performing 4 rakah before Zuhr prayer and 4 after the Zuhr prayer, Allah will shield him against the fire of hell. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This ahadith means that a person who follows this course of practice will die as a Muslim and will not remain in hell forever like the kuffar, infidels, unless Allah has forgiven all his sins for him and would, as a result, save him from fire altogether. That is, Almighty Allah will not let him live in hell forever. According to some ahadith, the fire of hell will not touch him, which also amounts to saying that he will not be kept in hell for all eternity. If a Muslim is liable to punishment, his stay in hell for a few days or weeks or months, depending on the nature of his sins, is not a contravention of such ahadith, because he will ultimately be released from hell and brought to Jannah. Allah will shield him against the fire should not be taken to mean that a Muslim will not be sent to hell no matter what he does. If Almighty Allah does not forgive him in the very first instance, he will have to suffer the torment of hell as long as he would like, and then he will be sent to Jannah. 1117. Abdullah bin As-Sa'ib Raziullah Anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to perform 4 rakah prayer after the declining of the sun before Zuhr prayer and would say, This is an hour at which the gates of heaven are opened, and I like that my good deeds should rise to heaven at that time. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to perform the 4 rakah sunnah of Zuhr prayer when the sun started declining. In fact, except for Isha prayer, he would perform every salat at its early hours. The phrase, the gates of heaven are open to, means that the good deeds that people do are lifted to heavens at that time. 1118. Aisha Raziullah Anha reported, If the Prophet, peace be upon him, could not perform 4 rakah before Zuhr prayer, he would perform them after it, i.e. after the obligatory prayer. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the preparation which the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to make for performing the sunnah. Every Muslim should therefore make full preparation for performing sunnah. If one is unable to perform it before the fard prayer, then one must do it afterwards.